at a previous call that I had, we planned an event, we planned and did an event around sacred music in the African American tradition. And I was working with a colleague whose wife was one of the people involved in putting together the Lutheran African American hymnal, which is called This Far by Faith. And several times during the course of planning this project, my colleague would be telling his wife, that a certain resource said that a song we were thinking of using had been, for example, written by a white man in England. And she would say, no white man wrote that. And we would go do more research and find out, as always, she was right. And I came to realize that a big factor in this was that we live in a culture that tends to dismiss oral tradition and give more weight to what's actually in writing. With Beautiful Savior, also sometimes called Fairest Lord Jesus, the first written record of the text was in German in 1662, likely written by Catholics, not Lutherans. The tune was originally a Silesian folk tune, and the two were printed together, published for the first time together in 1842. But the text is often, or the hymn is often called the Crusader Hymn. For a long time it was known as that because it was believed that Germans who went to the Crusades in the 1100s sang it as they were making their way to the Holy Land. No written proof, so we don't generally tend to believe that. The hymn was translated into English by an American Lutheran pastor and was first published in the Sunday School Book for the Use of Evangelical Lutheran Congregations in 1873. So it's been a beloved part of American Lutheranism for a long time. And apologies for that long list of facts and dates and written records. But while we tend to believe a written record, sometimes truth comes more from our hearts and our emotional reactions. This is especially so when it comes to music and singing. So the dates and the arguments around the facts don't matter as much as how the words and music of the hymn make us feel and what truths we find in the hymn. A well-known mid-19th century pastor and theologian said, "I'm convinced that congregations learn more theology, good and bad, from the songs they sing than from the sermons they hear." So if you're fond of this hymn, Beautiful Savior, what truths do you find theologically in it? What does it say about what you believe about Jesus? This hymn expresses love and praise for Christ. Its suggested liturgical uses is a hymn of praise at the beginning of worship or as a sermon response. Like our Isaiah reading today, describing the Messiah, this hymn is almost a list of things that describe Jesus. Right at the beginning, it celebrates and appreciates Jesus Christ as the Savior of humans. Nowhere in the Bible is there mention of Jesus being beautiful, but I can find at least 9 places in Scripture where God is described as beautiful. So perhaps it's the fact that Jesus is the Savior that is beautiful. The beauty of God's creation does not get as much praise as Jesus, the ruler over all of creation. Jesus' humanity and divinity are acknowledged, Son of God and Son of Man. And in verse 4, Jesus is the Lord of the nations. So King over all creation, including us. Light of my soul, my joy, my crown. And the hymn gives us some guidance, in our reaction and response. Truly, I'd love thee. Truly, I'd serve thee. He makes our sorrowing spirits sing. And finally, glory, honor, praise, adoration, now and forever. I say that's a pretty good description of how we think about Jesus theologically. And a good reminder that we don't just know about Jesus and God by academics, what we learn from the Bible and theology books and conversations. We also have our own experiences of Jesus and God and our own emotional responses to ideas about them. When I was working on the Sacred African American Music Project, the song that stayed with me the most, even after, was Wade in the Water. And researching that song, I learned that the line, God's gonna trouble the water, was about the story in John's Gospel about the Pool of Siloam. When the angels stirred the water, the first person to reach the pool, was healed. So it was about hope and healing, which seemed like a good thing for an African-American spiritual. But as that song got passed down from generation to generation, just like Beautiful Savior, it wasn't because of something academic, like what I learned about troubled waters. That wasn't why folks fell in love with it. It was because of their emotional response to the song, what it made them feel. Beautiful Savior stirred something in the generations before, something that is timeless and tells us important truths about Jesus and God. Amen.